Okay, so today we're gonna deep dive into something I think we all encounter pretty regularly, right? Self-checkout and how it handles age-restricted items.
Yeah.
You know, you go to the grocery store, you grab a six-pack, and then suddenly you need an employee, right?
Right.
So we found some interesting information about this system called 52 Viking. And I think our mission today is to kind of figure out how this system tries to balance like the legal requirements of checking IDs with, you know, making the checkout experience smooth and fast.
Yeah, well, and what's really interesting is that these systems are designed to like automatically recognize when an item is age restricted.
Right.
You know, like if you scan a bottle of wine or a six pack of beer, it knows that, hey, this is something that needs to be verified.
Yeah, and it flags it right away, like before you can even like, you know, finish the transaction. It's like, whoa, hold on.
Exactly. Yeah, it needs to get a staff member involved somehow.
Right. So it's aware, right? Like the system knows, okay, this requires a check.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So now, like, I guess the typical experience most of us have had is that, you know, every single time you scan something that's restricted, you get that like assistance needed message.
Right.
But it's not always quite that simple.
Yeah, that's true. There is a bit more nuance to how these things work, and particularly with this 52 Viking system, it's got a bit of logic built in.
Oh, okay.
So like let's say you've already proven that you're old enough, right?
Right.
Like you've shown your ID and you're over 18, let's say.
Right.
The system actually remembers that for that transaction.
Oh, interesting.
So if you scan another item that has that same age restriction, it shouldn't bug you again.
Okay, so like if I buy, you know, a six pack of beer and then I'm like, oh yeah, and a bottle of wine, you know, it's not gonna ask me twice for my ID.
Right, exactly. Yeah, as long as it's the same age requirement,
Yeah.
it should only need to verify you the once.
Okay, that makes sense, like efficiency-wise,
Yeah,
right?
yeah.
But I mean, here's the thing, right? Like, that doesn't mean you're good to go for like anything.
Yeah, this is super important to understand. That doesn't automatically clear you for items with a different age restriction.
Right.
So, you know, going back to that example,
Yeah.
if you've shown that you're 18 for that six pack, but then you grab something else, like, you know, some liquor that's 21 and over,
Yeah.
it's going to prompt you again. It's going to be like, hey, we need to check your age again for this one.
So it's smart, but it's also like following the rules.
Right, exactly.
Yep.
Yeah, it's really about those specific legal requirements for each item.
Gotcha. Okay, so that's the like standard way these things work, right? Like it checks every time unless it's the same age limit.
Right.
But there's another way this can work too that might actually speed things up for shoppers, and it's called delayed age verification.
Yeah. And this is where things get kind of interesting because it's all about the order of operations.
Okay.
So the system's still going to do its thing, right? It'll flag the age restricted item and it'll let the staff know, hey, someone needs to check this person's ID. And this is the key for you as the shopper. It doesn't stop you from scanning other items.
Oh, that's
You
interesting.
can just keep going with your shopping.
Okay, so instead of like waiting at the register every time I scan like, you know, a bottle of wine,
Yeah.
I scan it, I keep going. I scan my cereal, I scan my milk,
Exactly.
and then someone comes over at the end and checks it all at once.
Yeah, or they could even potentially verify it remotely somehow.
Oh,
You know,
yeah.
using like a camera system or something.
So it's like a one-time check instead of like multiple interruptions.
Right, exactly. And when you think about it from a customer experience standpoint, you know, that could be a huge improvement.
Yeah, that's way better than like standing there awkwardly waiting for someone to come over every 30 seconds.
Right, yeah, it just keeps things moving.
Okay, so to like to kind of bring it all together, right? These self-checkouts, they're walking a tightrope, right?
Yeah.
They got to follow the law,
Uh-huh.
but they also want to make things, you know, easy and smooth for the shopper. And they're trying to do that with these features like, you know, remembering your age if you've already been checked and offering this like delayed verification option.
Yeah, and it makes you think, right, like, how do these different approaches actually play out in your own experiences?
Yeah, like do you prefer the like strict every time check or are you okay with the delayed thing? You know, as long as it's faster.
Right. And what are the trade-offs, right?
Yeah.
Like, is it worth it to maybe sacrifice a little bit of security for the sake of convenience?
That's a good question. Something to think about next time you're at the self-checkout.
Definitely.
All right, well, that's our deep dive for today. Thanks for joining us,
Thanks for having me.
and we'll catch you next time.